Hello, amazing people. This is Philly O'Wirangi, and you are listening to the Badasses Get Litty podcast. I'm Philly O'Wirangi, and I'm a worthiness coach who truly, truly believes that your life gets to be lived completely on your terms. Hello, this is another episode of Badasses Get Litty. I am Philly O'Wirangi, your worthiness coach who absolutely believes that you get to have it all, always, in all ways. And today I want to talk about self-doubt, okay? So I've been going through some self-doubt situations lately, and this has been coming up more for me because I'm stepping into a new level of leadership, a new level of life. There's more that's been opened up to me, right? So I'm creating more, and I've decided to make bigger moves. And with that, with this newness, with this change, with these bigger moves that I am making, self-doubt is creeping in. Oh, and it's something where I really have to keep a check on every single frigging day, because if I don't, I find myself in, in a stalemate with myself, where I'm not taking the actions that I need to take in order for these big moves to happen, right? So let me know, has this ever happened to you? Is this something that you recognize within yourself as well? If something feels like it's really big or scary or new, and you're wanting to do it, right? You want it to happen. You want to create it. But then the self-doubt comes in, and the self-doubt says, who are you to do this? Who are you to have that? Who are you to create this thing? And then you sit there and you're like, yeah, who the fuck am I to do this? Who am I to do this? Right? And then you just don't do it. You just don't take the action each day. That's what's been happening to me. Well, it hasn't been happening to me because I have been taking the action, because I can recognize that I'm in this space, that I'm shifting out of one reality into a new reality. And that's the biggest thing with all of this stuff, right? Is just recognizing and being aware of what is going on, being aware of the fear and doing it anyway, being aware of the self-doubt and the talk that you give yourself, that you can't do this, or who are you to be this big, who are you to be this loud, who are you to say this much, who are you to lead these people. And you decide, okay, I'm just going to go and take the steps, and I'm just going to do it anyway. That's really what I've been doing. So a big example of this is that I'm stepping into creating events. Well, I've done events for so long. I've done retreats and workshops and one day things, and I've done events before. However, I'm creating a really big event, an event that's going to seat 250 to 300 people. And this is something to me that is huge, because I've never done anything to this scale before, and there's so much more organizing to happen. And here's the thing with this, like, I know that I can just go ahead and hire an event planner, and the event planner does most of the stuff for me. However, what I'm wanting to have for this is, like, I'm not wanting just for the event to happen. The event happening is my way of stepping into something that's really fucking big, really fucking scary. And I know that this is something that I have to do, right? This is something that I have to do myself, for the learnings, for the experience, to see what's going to come up for me along the way, and not just delegate everything out to someone else. Yes, I do have a team that's supporting me. However, I'm still at the head of everything. I'm still organizing everything. I'm still overseeing everything. And that's how I want it to be, because I've been feeling within myself, and this is where this has kind of come from with this event, right? I've been feeling within myself that I have been in this state of comfortability. And for me, being comfortable is fucking boring. So I needed something to shake it up, right? I needed something bigger to shake up this boringness. And what's better than shaking up boringness than doing something that you've never fucking done before? That takes a lot of planning, a lot of putting together, a lot of action taking. And then it's so exciting. Like, I'm so excited for this event. I'm so excited for every single part of it, which is how I know that this conference is going to be a huge success, because I'm excited about it. I'm excited about every single step of the way. Like, I'm really excited about it. That doesn't mean that self-doubt isn't coming up for me. Self-doubt comes up for me around this conference every single day. Every single day it comes up for me. And I have to journal on this stuff every single day, right? I have to journal, new beliefs into my reality that, yes, I am big enough to create this event. Yes, I know enough. Yes, I'm, a leader enough. I have leadership. I'm a big leader and I can do this. Yes, I have the skills for this. Yes, I have the tenacity for this. Yes, I have the balls for this, or the vagina for this, right? Yes, I can fucking do this, and it's happening, and it's going to happen, and it's going to sell out, and it's going to be amazing, and everyone is going to have the best time. I literally have to journal and think about this stuff every single day to keep that self-doubt at bay. And I want to know for you guys, like, when things come up for you where you're doubting yourself, where does your mind instantly go to? Does it fall into the trap of being in that stalemate with yourself? Do you fall into the trap of entertaining the self-doubt and being like, yeah, self-doubt, you're right. I'm not good enough for this. Yeah, self-doubt, you're right. I don't know enough to be able to do this. Or are you someone that looks for the solution instead? Or will you lean into that self-doubt even more? So you're like, yeah, okay, cool, self-doubt, you've let me know that I don't know enough to be able to do this. Cool, awesome, I'm gonna keep doing it anyway with what I do know, and also along the way I'm going to learn more, or better yet, I'm going to get support that is going to support me so that I can know more, so that I can learn more at a faster and at a more rapid pace. Being someone that is solutions oriented is so important when you are in business, when you're an entrepreneur, in life. Being solutions oriented is important in life. If problems come up, if things, get out of place, just find a solution for it. Figure it out, right? Figure out how you're going to be better so that you can do it better. Figure out how you can learn more so that you can do more. Figure out what needs to happen in order for you to start believing in yourself at a higher level and having more confidence that you can actually pull this fucking thing off. Because here's the thing, like, we're human beings are amazing, right? We can pull shit out of our asses any day of the week, right? Be that person. Be the person that just does it. Be the person that feels the fear and does it anyway. That's my that's my little 2 cents for this week, for this episode. It was a short one, short and sweet and beautiful. But I feel like the point has been said, is done, and hopefully has been received by you, and that you get to go on for the rest of this day, the rest of the week, the rest of your life, really thinking about what's your next step going to be. When self-doubt comes up for you, what are you going to choose next? How are you going to deal with that? How are you going to allow yourself to start being when it comes up for you? I hope that you're going to go ahead and do the thing anyway. I hope that you're going to figure out a solution, because the world really does need more people that are doing big things in this world. And in order to do big things, you really need to get out of your comfort zone and start doing things that are new to you, creating more experiences for yourself. that's it for today. Have a beautiful, lovely day. I'd love to hear your feedback from this over on Instagram at badassesgetlitty, and I'll see you on the next episode.